so you have to return it. If so, v'hod kama damo de l'shum adyonim. So what do you mean to say it's like the dayonim? Hani mi li v'shtus. That's what we mean to say. The what? Takihechi de l'shum adyonim. But you have a mechila, just like when Bezdin makes a mistake. There's no mechila. Hochinam yiroso, a sixth is also, they have a mechila. Yeah, that's one way. But also, v'loy kishum adyonim. It's not exactly like kishum adyonim. To v'shum adyonim have a yashtus. If Bezdin sold the property and they made a mistake by a sixth, it's a bitul mekach. Though mekach is retractable, it's a bitul mekach. Kirav nad hosam, mochron botel. That's the loch of Hashem adayonim. But vilu hoch in our case in our Mishnah, hatayyahu giyu, claim. What does that mean to say? Eina mekach botel, that's all. You can't retract from the sale. Ela mekach kayim, it's called the good sale. I gave you a sixth more. Or a sixth less, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has the same halacha like more than a sixth, but just that for yachzir, you have to return the extra, whichever way it is, whether the meicha gain or whether the lakeh gain, you have to give back the money, give back the property. So the kids of this brisa works out good, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rav Huna. Therefore, for this brisa, there's no raya. So the blinds the machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Smash the past like Rav Huna though, that we say shtus is kepoches mishtus. That even though I gave you more than a sixth, still we say we leave it alone, it's called the good sale. Yeah. Even though we don't have any proofs, we leave it this way. Now the Gemara says, Rav Papa Zovin, Rav Papa Zovin Naryam Yugavra. Rav Papa bought some property off a certain person. He bought some property. Omar, the Moicha told Rav Papa like this. Omar, he told Rav Papa that Heve Esrin Geruya. You know this property that I'm selling you right now is 20 Geruya. That's like 20 saw. That's how big this property is. Now, Meshichia means it's like, that's the way it is. It's Geruya Meshichia. That's this measurement. And the Rashbam says it's like 20 saw, it is like. So the guy told the papa he's selling him a piece of property of 20 saw. And later it came out after he paid for it and took a hold of it, it came out all it was just 15. So the papa got gypped. Here the guy said, I'm selling you a property of 20, and it came out it was only 15. So what's the locha? So the chura osla came there by the camera in front of Abaya. All my lace, Abaye is a batter of Papa. It's a good sale. Listen, Savarta v'kibalta. You Savarta, you accept. You understood this. V'kibalta, you accepted it. So since you accepted this field, therefore the sale is good. Even though he gypped you a lot. So he gypped you, mamish, one-fourth he gypped you. Supposed to be 20. He only gave you 15. So Mor says, I have more of the question I have about the man. Learn to now Mishnah. If he gypped you less than a sixth, then the sale is a good sale. But Mashma wants to gyp it with machlekes, whether it's a sixth. Or I quote from here where it's more than a sixth. You have to pay him back. So here also, if Rav Papa paid money for this field, he paid for 20. Now that you only gave him 15, so the chura this moicha should have to give back the money to Rav Papa. Like Lechura, he gypped in more than a sixth. Sal Mishnah says, Yinaka, you have to pay back for it. Sal Kamir, what does Abaye tell Rav Papa? Sovata v'kibalta, listen, you understood it, and you accepted it. So Abaye answers, like the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, when do we say this here, Heichi Deloi Kimle Begavei? When does the Al Mishnah say that if he gyps you more than a sixth, then you get your money back? That's only when you're not inside the property. To like Kimla Begavei, you yourself can't really tell the difference. Like 1/6 or a drop more than a sixth, it's not so noticeable. So you yourself don't even realize it. So therefore, you do not accept that you're not Merchalit. Therefore, if it gypped you more than a sixth, you have a right to get it back. Aval Heicho de Kimla Begavo, but like over here by a puppet's case. True, the person said, I'm selling you 20 Kiruya Mashkiya. But Lamaisa, it was only 15. Such a big difference, one quarter, you can tell.
So, the factor of pup, you were there, you saw the property, is like you saw that it was less than 20. You saw it was only 15. And still you understood that and you accepted it. Therefore, avad the sale is a good sale. For the Gemara Kasha, very good. Of still for your Esrin Amalei. But still, the Moicha told her, Papa, I'm selling your priest of property that's 20 big. So, Lechura, still, why should your Papa have to accept it? Lechura, he was told he's getting something 20, and he already got something 15. Or Malay, so the Moicha has a right hand in the back and say, you know what I meant to say when I'm selling you a field of 20 Geruya Mashchila, 20 saw, you know what I meant to say? I meant to say, the Adifa Kesrin, that this small field is so good, like 20 saw. That's what he meant. So, kids, in the case when you see the field, and it's openly nicker that there's a difference, a one quarter difference you can see clearly. Guy tells you, I'm selling you 10 acres, and you see there's only 5 acres there, for such a big difference, you saw it, you understood it, and you accepted it. I, the guy, lied to you. We have a right to answer. It's not a real lie. He did not really mean to say anything more, just that this field is like worth 20. It's a very good field. It's Adifa Kesra. Yes. Yes. Now the Gemara says, Tanya will learn like this. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says, Ha'achin Shechoku, when two brothers like have Yerusha from the father, and then they divide up the Yerusha, Kiva, and there's, let's say there's two brothers, and they have to make a girl, how to divide up, like there's two properties there, who gets which property, so they made a girl to choose from a lot. So, Achin Shechoku, Kiva, and Sha'ol, girl, Li Echad Mehen, as soon as one picks out from the lot, like the right field belongs to Ruvain, is Kano Kulam, right away the other field goes to Shimon automatically. The Chura, if there's only two brothers, there's go push it. The Rabban says, Hachet Shechot lo bir v'shnai v'shloisha chalok in shoven. V'akach then I'll make a girl. So, Kivan shol shnofa girl alechem v'yem, yes kona kulu klayma. Ze kona lagamri v'girl, lo yoch lalach v'boy. At least this person can't retract anymore. And therefore, if there's only two, then as soon as one gets it, automatically the other one also gets his share. Because there's only two. And if not, you have to be three brothers. So then true, when you take out your lot, your share, so your share you have. That's it. You can't retract anymore. The other brothers, they have to still divide their two. But I call upon him, when you take out the girl, what comes to you remains by you. It's yours. You can't retract anymore. That's his Kiddush here. And that's the Kenyan of a Kenyan girl. The ones you picked out of the girl, it's yours and you keep it. You can't retract. My time, what's the reason? Rebbe Loza says, you should know, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. Like all Yerushas, go like back to the first Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, where they first made the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael. Matchilas Begirul, just at the beginning when Yeshua gave out Eretz Yisrael to Klai Yisrael, it was through a girl. As soon as they picked the girl, that was the Kenyan that made that this lamb belongs to the Shevet. I tell you, Afkan, also Bazman is there now, the girl, when two brothers have a shalom of Yerusha, let's say there are only two brothers, the father left over two properties, so he put in the girl, as soon as one pulls out from the lot his portion, automatically he has a kinyan in it, and the other brother has his. So here we're learning out from Tchilas, Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that there's such a kinyan of a girl. When you pick out from the girl, that's the kinyan, that makes it yours, it stays by you. All right, turn over. So the girl makes the kinyan. So Mori asked the question, if you're learning out from Eretz Yisrael, from Yeshua, Lechura, Ima Lahalan, just like then by Yeshua, the Kalfei, the Urim, the Tumim, there was a special type of the girl, and there were Kalofim, they put it down on parchment that they put inside, and there was the Urim, the Tumim there, so maybe Afkan here also, the Kalfei, there has to be a special type of the girl, you have to have the Kalfei. Shpam says,
Elozel Melubesh Ur Vetumim V'Yeshua V'Chol Yisrael Imdim L'Lefonov Kalfei Shel Shvotim V'Kalfei Shel Tchumim V'Nochem L'Lefonov For Yimechab Ruach HaKodesh. That they had like pieces there of the names of the Shvotim, and they had pieces of cloth, paper, whatever it was, cloth or paper of the boundaries, and they picked out one with the other. So maybe the same way there was the Ur V'Tumim and the special type of a girl where you have in it the names and you have in it the portions. Here also by Yerush also, Afkan B'Kalfei V'Urim Tumim. Rashi says no, rather that's not the Svara. The Svara is rather not that we learn it out mamish from Chulukas Eretz Yisrael. True, if we have to learn out that a girl works from the same way we see it works in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you'll have to have these Tanoim also. But I'll tell you, it's a little bit different over here. Rather over here, I'll tell you, well, the Shvam learns a little different. The Shvam learns Omer Rav Ashi that Li'olam Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. No, true. We are learning it out that a girl works just like a work for Eretz Yisrael. Kind of girl. I, the Kashlach, he had a question. Ima Lahalon. It was with these things. So I'll tell you, Haina Taimad Le'tzara Kulihai. You know why by Yerusha here you do not need so much? The Gemara says, Tehu Hano. The Kratzaisi La'adodi Gamri Yomakni La'adodi. Here like these two Yorshim, the two brothers, the mere fact that they're listening to one another and they make up to make a girl, and like they agree on the same point that this portion is yours and automatically I get the other one. So with this Hano, with this agreement, that's why here the Kinyan goes so simple with a plain girl. You would not need the same way it was in Eretz Yisrael with the Ur V'Tumim. Like the Shvam says, the Gomri Belave Shalom, O Machne Lemisha Yala Girl, Miyad Mahani Gemar Daitom, Ima Girl Kurum Vatumim. Yeah. Just like over there, it helped Kurum Vatumim, like there wasn't such a Gemar Das. But over here, by two Shutfim, here we say they agree on one another. So therefore, the agreement is made with the Lave, even without the Urim Vatumim. Nothing was the Itma, learned like this. Shnei Achin, Shechoku. Two brothers again had a Yerusha from the father, and they divided up the Yerusha. They divided up Karkois, the father had different property, and the two brothers, each one got one Karka. Obol hen ach, them dinas hayom, and then later on a third brother comes from the other side, from the ocean, from the other side of the ocean. In other words, first we thought there were only two brothers, so let's say the father left over 10 properties. So they divided these 10, 5 and 5. Now later, another brother came later and said he's also a brother. He deserves to get a portion also. So what do we do now? So Rav Amar, Rav says, Botla Machloikis. Listen, the first division you made is Botla. It's not in existence. Since you first divided between the two of you, and now we find out there's a third brother, so that first Chaluk is no good. You gave 5 and 5, that's no good. We have to give him back again and do it over again and divide it by 3s. Shmuel says no, Mekamtzon. Like really what each brother got, we leave by him. Just now that there's a third brother, so each one of these first two, we take away a little bit. Like we take away 1/3 from each one of them, in order to make it that now all three brothers will have equal. But we do not really dissolve the first chalukah. We leave the first chalukah. Just the way we make it even is, we take away a little bit from the first two brothers, in order that now it comes out, all three of them have equal portions. So the machlekes, if you say boto machlekes or not, so Gemara says, O malei Rav l'Rav Nachman, Rav is said to Rav Nachman l'Rav. According to Rav, the Yom that he says boto machlekes. At first, when they made this rusher between the two brothers, then the third brother comes. We say the first chaluk is no good. We absolve it. We have to do it over again. Alma, what do you see? Hadradina. That if you made a din, you have to retract it. Shtam says, Hadra, didn't mean Kloima. Choyzer es hachaluka, bishvil shanotlu chelkom, shaloi midas, achashlishi. Since the first division was without the consent of the third brother, therefore we have to say, Hoda din, we have to do it over again. So Mar says, if so, according to Rav, Ela meyat, if so, hani beit losa. What's going to be if you have three people? Hani beit losa, if you have three brothers, or else three shutfim. The kaimi the ozlu betray minayu, two of the three shutfim, or two of the three brothers, get up, upolig, and they divide up their portion. His hachin amid, you want to tell me also, the botlo machlekes, that the first one also, like the third one, loses his portion, like lechura, there were three brothers here, three partners. So the beginning, all three, each one had a third. Now later, two of them divide up. So just because two of them divide up, does it affect the third one? What kind of svar is that? And the chur, according to Rav, you, once you say hodadino, you retract the din, that's what should come out. So Gemara says, no, it's no kasha. Hochi hashto. What does one have to do with the other? Hosomatay over there, when you have three shutfim, or three brothers, the chisi adaiti to veitlosa. They first divided up the property in thirds, because there are three people involved. So therefore, betlosa yimikara. So therefore, even though one or two divide up, dissolve themselves, it has nothing to do with the third person. The third person, he first got his chiluk, he has a right to hold on to it. Even Rav would agree, we do not take it away from him. But I tell you, hocha, but over here, loinochi esadaita devetlosa mikara. But over here, first they thought there were only two brothers. So when they divided up, it wasn't a good division, because it was a toys, because really there are three brothers. So that's when Rav says, hodadina. When they made a complete mistake at the beginning, then it's hodadina. But when they first knew there were three people and divided up by thirds, and then later two dissolve, it has nothing to do with the third person. Oh, my labor of Papa. Liabaya, so Papa said back to Abaya. Lishmuel the Yoma Mekamsin, according to Shmuel that says now when the third brother shows up, we do not dissolve the first chalukah, but rather we just take away a little bit from each one of these two brothers to make sure the third brother has a third in the share. So Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? To come Dina, that since first they made a chalukah, you leave that chalukah, you never change it. A third brother showed up, so just each one of them will give him a portion of what they have. But the ikka, you leave there first, chalukah. Is that true? Ivo Rav u Shmuel, the Yamr Tavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel, they both said, Varav u Shmuel, the Yamr Tavayu, that if somebody says, Kur b'shloishim ani mechlecho, I'm selling you now a kur of Paris for $30. So, yochu lachso v'yafilu b'soach reina. So when I start measuring off and giving you to 30 saw, even I already measured off 29 saw, but as long as I did not count the 30th one yet, it's one big sale of 30, and if I could retract, as long as I did not measure out for you yet the 30, I could retract. It's one sale. What about if somebody says, Kur b'shloishim saw, Kur b'shloishim, true, I'll sell you a kur for $30, but then I say, I'm breaking it down and saying clearly, saw the seller. That for each saw that I'm selling you, I'm charging you a seller. Ani merch lecho. If so, Shmuel himself says here, Rishon Rishon Kana, that you should know when I give you the first saw, that's it, the sale takes place, I can't retract anymore. Once I gave you a saw, even though first I said I'm selling you 30, but now when I spoke out and said, for each saw, I'm charging you $1, so the one saw that I gave you, it's like a chal, the sale, I can't retract.
What do you mean you didn't mention the 30?
Shmuel says over here, in such a case, vice we go buff a Lashon Achron, and we say, Rishon Rishon Kona, that since he spoke out and said, that I'll sell you a seller, a saw for a seller, he also mentioned this, that a saw for a seller, so therefore it's called a good sale. So what do you see here? So who we do say gather like hodadina, we do not say komdina. So who does the kasha according to Shmuel? If you say komdina, you always leave it, so how come you leave it?